Yes, you are beautiful. It's a quality of the infinite. It's a quality of God, and it's true of you and everyone else. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living, where we say and say again, such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. That opportunity for life is appearing in, as, and through each of us. It is showing up as everything we desire, what we're about, who we are, our personalities, our truth, all of that. So we can only say to you, welcome. Welcome to this community where you are honored and welcomed as the spiritual being that you are, with all of the other physical and other trappings of psychology and whatever that you bring. We still honor and welcome you and recognize you as an expression of the divine, recognize you as someone who is loved and lovable, someone who has much to give and much to offer, someone whose life is all about good and goodness, regardless of how it may feel at any given moment. So however you name yourself, understand yourself, gay, straight, non-binary, and on the list may go, those are still expressions of the infinite. They are still expressions of God. So we honor you. We welcome you. We're so glad you're here, whatever your ethnicity, whatever your gender, and on, because all of that is the great variety of God showing up, of life showing up as each of us. And so we welcome it, and we honor it, and we welcome you. We are a community that believes in the goodness of people. We believe in the goodness of life. And we work together to support one another in finding the ways to welcome, to receive, and to give, and to honor that part of ourselves. To further understand what we believe and how we come together, here is information on our Declaration of Principles. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. We are a community of people who are all about raising consciousness, raising our consciousness, and those for any of those who wish to participate, the consciousness to envision and work toward a world that works for everyone. Now we do that, and in doing that, we have created and designated certain people who've studied these teachings and studied them extensively and have been able to, and demonstrated the ability to use these ideas to bring about greater good, greater freedom, greater life into their worlds. And they also have demonstrated the ability to do that for others. We call them practitioners. We call them licensed practitioners. And they are available to support you in many, many different ways. Today, we have one of those wonderful practitioners to present for us. And that is Ailey. She could be the Reverend. But anyway, she's a practitioner with us. Thank you, Judy.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bob. It's great to be here today. You know, we are continuing the theme for the month of On the Body, and this is the last Sunday of the month for the culmination of that. And I just ask you, have you ever tried listening to your body? I personally believe that the body is full of wisdom and intelligence. There are many messages that we can hear from the body, and one that came to my mind immediately when I was thinking about this is that we can listen to the body to help us know what to eat or what not to eat. And we can also listen to our body as it tells us how to exercise or how much to exercise. It's truly filled with wisdom. And these thoughts reminded me of a book that I read many years ago. And actually, we taught a class based on this book. And the book was called Eating Awareness Training. And it was by Molly Groger. And the premise of the book is that if we can tune in deeply to the wisdom and intelligence of the body, if we train ourselves to be aware of the messages of the body, that our body will guide us to eating when we are truly hungry, and our body will guide us to eat the things that will satisfy and nurture us. You know, there's so much stuff out there about weight loss and eating right. And what this little message in this book taught was that if we can truly tune into the wisdom of our body and eat only when we are truly hungry, and also listen to the wisdom of what our body is telling us to eat, not that we think what we should eat for breakfast or even that we should eat at certain times of the day. It talks about, do we eat when we're truly hungry, or maybe we're really just tired or lonely or bored or whatever, that if we can truly tune into this, that our bodies will transform into their perfect size and shape and into bodies of vibrant health. This little book, Eating Awareness Training, in the book, she offers no food guidelines, no personal opinions. You are the only judge of what to eat based on your own body wisdom. This is just one example of how to use and listen to the intelligence and wisdom of the body. So take time for yourself and get quiet and listen to your body. That's my message for today. The weekly affirmation for this week is, I listen to my body knowing it is speaking the truth. So it's great to be back. I've been on a little hiatus trip, and it was a wonderful trip. Anyway, it's also wonderful to be home. So I want to transition now into a time of spiritual mind treatment and prayer. So if you will join with me in knowing this, and please accept this for yourself in the first person as I do this treatment for myself. And let's just get ourselves grounded and centered and take a couple of nice, slow, deep breaths. There's a lot going on in the world right now, but we can let all of that go and allow ourselves. There's always a lot going on in the world, but it seems like right now it's really right in our face. We can let all that go and just allow ourselves to sink deeply into this present moment, letting go of whatever has had our attention previously or whatever we're thinking about that we're going to do in the future. Let us just sink and release and be present and be totally present right here in this moment. And as I do this, I remember and I recognize and know that there is only one universal power, one universal presence of good. This power, this presence is light. It is life itself. It is the air, very air that I breathe. It is my breath. It's my beating of my heart. It is the vibrancy of aliveness expressing all around me, through me, and as me. And as I recognize this and know that I am one with this power and one with this presence, I know that the truth of me is that all is well and that I am immersed in a body that is full of wisdom and full of intelligence. And as I take the time to become quiet and to listen, that my body reveals to me things that I may need to know about my world, about what I ingest in my body, how I move my body, what I do with my body. So I just affirm and know this wisdom and this divine presence is in my body, and that this is a body of wisdom, of perfection, of vibrant health as its natural state. I take the time today to know that I bring this presence of goodness, of wholeness, of intelligence into my world, wherever I am, whatever situation I am in, whatever people I interact with, that I bring this presence, I bring this love, I bring this intelligence, knowing that all is well, and that as I know the truth that all is well, that this divine goodness, this presence flows through me as the right words to say, as the right actions to take, as meeting the perfect people that I need to meet, that I am in alignment with my good always. So this is the truth of me. I turn away from anything that says that this flow, that this divine flow of goodness is blocked in my experience. I turn away from any idea that I need to be anything other than whole, perfect, complete, and vibrant health. I turn away from any idea of frustration, of worry, of fear. And instead, I know that this presence and this power permeates all of the universe, that God has it all, and it's all wonderful, and that all is really well. So I just know that this is the truth of me. This is the truth of my life and my world. And I bring the best of who I am to the world. I am part of this goodness right here and right now. So I release this treatment now with great thanksgiving, knowing that it is so. And together we say, and so it is.
So we're coming up to the end of the month. We are at the end of the month of talks and themes. And this year's, at this time, the theme is the one body. And, you know, it's fascinating to me that we plan these talks over a year ahead of time, these themes, and they start pulling that together. And then I take them and I tweak them and work them and make them more personal for my delivery and what I'm doing. But lately, the coincidence with what's happening in the world has been pretty amazing. So listen to this summary of what we were going to be, what this month has been about. And that is that the body is the one thing in the world which is completely and intimately ours. Rather than engaging in a spirituality here that denies the body, we can move closer to an experience of the infinite, of the infinite, fully engaging with the body. So first time I heard some of this kind of conversation in a quote spiritual talk, I was a little felt a little uncomfortable. Why is the minister talking about bodies? Ministers aren't supposed to talk about bodies. Well, we do in this teaching, because we don't see the body as a separate thing from spirituality. The body is the physical manifestation of a spiritual process, a spiritual experience. It is that way in which the infinite consciousness of the universe and our individual consciousness interacts and interfaces in a way to allow us to live and move and breathe in time and space and live lives of experience, where we get to experience all the physicality and wonder and goodness and power of life as physical beings. We are spiritual beings, and we are spiritual beings having spiritual experiences in physical forms. So it's a rich and powerful kind of thing. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about this, as you well may remember. We talked about how powerful and sacred the whole physicality part of life is, and that all is sacred. Everything is sacred. There's a sense of which everything is sacred and everything is secular. We talked on the next week about how to love and care for our bodies, how to really take seriously that this is the one part of your life that will never abandon you. You might be forgetful sometimes, and you might end and lose relationships, and you might go through lots of changes in your life over time, but your body will always be the thing present with you and for you as you move through life at this time and life in this form. If the body ceases to be that, then you're off to some other grand adventure. Body memory was the next week, where we start looking at how our bodies remember the things that happen in our lives and how those experiences can be anchored in various parts of our bodies. And today we're looking at how do we bring this potential idea of the body into a presence, into present reality, present life, bringing it forward. However, much to my surprise, and somewhat surprised, I was in denial, I think, and the surprise of many, many people across the planet, the Supreme Court decided on Friday that women don't have the full freedom to choose things about their bodies that men do. And that change in the government structure has had a huge impact on many, many people. I've talked with women who have been very upset, women who feel hurt, women who, and men. Because one of the powerful things about knowing that we are one in one teaching is what affects one of us affects all of us. And suddenly we're faced with this idea that after 50 years, the government has the right to decide things about your body and what you can and can't do. And people are sitting up and saying, wait a minute, how's that true? I thought my body was my freedom. My body was my place where I could live, breathe, move, and have my being. So in my world, I have traveled through a number of different spiritual practices and processes and beliefs. And along the way, one of the core beliefs that I carry that was established in me as a child through my upbringing in another religion was an old a phrase from what is called the Old Testament, the Jewish scripture, that says some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. In other words, some trust in the governmental physical expression of power that goes on in the world, and they trust that, and they put all of their energy there. But as for me and my house, I will trust the Lord. And in that world, the Lord meant one thing. I've translated into my world where I would say, I trust the infinite power of consciousness. I trust the God of my understanding. I trust infinite intelligence that has been creating life and on this planet for eons, billions of years, and has carried us forward in evolution. We all are sitting on top of billions of years of evolution. You're not just right now and who your mama and your papa is, although in my world that's important too. But it's we are so much more established and complex than that. So as for me and my house, I will stand firmly on the idea that the divine and truth is what governs and determines and supports and helps my choices. Ernest Holmes says in the Science Mind textbook that the divine plan is a plan of freedom. And I'm paraphrasing here, but that no kind of bondage, no kind of limitation, no kind of lack is God ordained or the infinite ordained or ordained by universal thought. Instead, universal is thought is all about, and universal consciousness is about greater and greater freedom. And if you look at our universe and our world, we have found that more and more and more. And if you know much about history, you know that we have greater freedom now than ever in history. And that we have been moving more toward that, both personally, spiritually, and showing up in our various forms of governments across the world. More freedom than we used to have. And it will continue. Even though we may take one step forward and one step back, or two steps forward and one step back, that dance continues toward greater freedom, greater goodness, greater life than we've ever known before. It has to, because that is the natural law of things. the road to freedom, he says further on, is through intelligent use of natural law. Natural law is the science underneath, the behind everything that exists and happens. Natural law is what determines what works and what doesn't work, determines how growth happens. Growth is a necessity of the universe. Growth is the first order of the universe. So, and growth can't happen backwards, because then it's something else. Then it's atrophy. Then it's something that is moving toward death, not towards life. Life by its nature is a life of growth. So my awareness of my body and your awareness of your body and your freedom to utilize the truth of your body is yours by natural law, regardless of what anybody else says. See, the universe always says yes to those things to which you are aligned as being a greater expression of life and a greater expression of truth, and that does harm to no one. That's really, in a nutshell, the ethical side of this teaching. So how does that make sense here? So I choose then to not consider myself or anyone else a victim. And that's tough right now, perhaps. And that takes some mental and emotional and spiritual work to get to. But I got there 40 years ago and determined that the way I love and the people I love and the choices I make for love are mine, and they are God-given, they are spirit-given, they are life-given, and I would exercise those, regardless of what the law said. So I loved, and I loved greatly and wonderfully with partners, with gay partners, with straight partners. It sounds like many people, it wasn't. It's just one or two, so don't get too shocked. But it was a clear knowing that regardless of the fact that it may or may not be legal in this country, and that in some other countries you could be put to death for the way I felt and for the feelings that I was acting upon, I know and knew then that the spiritual law of the universe, the spiritual law of life, was supporting me in my growth in loving greater and greater and broader and broader. And the same thing is true with all that's going on today. There may be setbacks at times, and there have been some setbacks, and there's definitely one going on right now where our external freedoms are limited and where choices seem to be held back. But we are not victims of that, because we stand fully and freely in this truth of the spiritual law that supports us. It takes our beliefs and our ideas and our life-giving choices toward a greater livingness. I think it's a sad and unfortunate thing that the rhetoric out there has put pro-life and choice as an opposite, two opposite things. Life is all about choice and the choice of how we use our bodies, because our bodies are our personal, intimate companions and expressions of life and expressions of spirit and God. And not to be political, but nobody else has a right to tell you or anyone else how to use it. Yeah. So I choose to stand in these truths and these commitments for myself. I invite you to consider them for yourself. I choose to support life and care for myself lovingly in mind, body, and spirit. And in doing that, I am honoring you having the freedom to do the same thing. I choose to listen to the messages contained in my body. There was a time many years ago where I was getting massage on a regular basis. I still do that, but this one experience where every time they work on this shoulder, I would have these crazy dizzy spells and get sort of like almost out of the body experiences, and the massage therapist would back off because I seemed to be kind of flipping out. And after two or three times of going to the massage therapist and having this happen, I dreamed one night of someone hitting me with a about a 2-inch thick rod, wooden rod, like nothing. What we would have called in the South an equalizer. And once that dream came, then the rest of the memory came along with it. And I remembered a very clear situation where that happened to me in childhood. And once I remembered it and honored myself and let the whole experience go, the pain stopped. And I have never since had any kind of reaction to massage in that area. My body was telling me there's something important here to know about yourself and to forgive. Now, the forgiveness came later. But once I had known it, once I knew it and recognized and honored it and recognized my body's message to me, it dissipated and no longer needed to be in pain in order to tell me something. And the list goes on and on. And you know what I'm talking about, where you get certain aches and pains and your body tells you something and you don't pay attention. You're going to just push through and go ahead and be tough and do what you wanted to do, regardless of what your body is telling you, until you can't anymore. And then all of a sudden you've got parts that don't work as well as they could and should, but and they stop you. But if we just learn to listen and really tune in and listen, then we stop hearing. We stop having to go to that extreme. Our bodies stop going to that extreme of discomfort and discord in order to get our attention. And there's lots of stuff available in print. Louise Hay is, of course, the queen of all of that, that says, these kinds of physical experiences are trying to tell you this. You're not getting enough of this, or you're not treating yourself well in this respect. So learn. I have chosen and made a commitment to listen to my body first. I just had a great chance to do that. I was a week on the beach with my daughter and son-in-law and grandkids, and we were all in the same apartment. Fortunately, we had separate rooms. And after 2 years with COVID and then suddenly being with all of these people, my body would scream at me about every other day and said, you need to go be by yourself somewhere and sit down and stay cool instead of being out there on the beach in 199 degree weather. And I listened to it instead of forcing myself, as I have done in the past, to keep going and then getting sunburn and getting sun fatigue and all of those things that can go with that. We learn to listen. But we have to pay attention. We have to choose to listen, to hear the messages from the body. We have so many things in our world right now, so many ways that we can distract ourselves from hearing or knowing anything about ourselves, that you know, those choices are really exciting and wonderful and fun. But we lose out on the really important things because this intimate self is walking with me through this entire experience on the physical plane. See, we participate in a universal field. This is the third thing. Because we participate in a universal field of energy and information, and we are just blips and parts within that, then I choose not to participate personally in anything that would attempt to limit my freedom or limit anyone else's freedom ever in any way. And that can be tricky because I have to pay really close attention. What am I participating in that might be limiting someone else? Because if I attempt to limit someone else, or if I participate in a theme or a system or a method that would limit the freedom and truth and goodness and love for someone else, ultimately, in a system of oneness, I'm limiting it for myself. So you can't do one without the other. I cannot lovingly care for myself without lovingly care for you. And if I'm not lovingly extending that to you, then it will come back to me as a lack of love or a lack of care or a lack of support. That's the oneness piece that's so important. And I'm committed to doing that. I'm also committed to living from love, supporting every person, man, woman, child, to be loved, to have the freedom that to follow their calling, whatever that is from the inside, for whatever is theirs to do. And I'm also committed to children and youth. Because I believe that until we care for our children and our youth at the level of value that they deserve, till we pay our teachers, till we pay our caregivers, till we take care of making sure that every child is fed and cared for, then in some ways that whole other argument about what's legal or not legal becomes secondary, about abortion or not to have abortion. Then it becomes a secondary thing. We have no right to force children into the world unless we are doing our part to take care of those children and make sure they have a full, rich, and free life and a great start. And I would say we don't have the right ever to force children into the world through violence or any other method. Freedom is so important and so powerful. You know, and we're talking about spiritual beings here. So forcing that is kind of a contradiction to start with. It is as if evolution and freedom is working backwards at this point. So if you're feeling a lot of anger and a lot of hurt, and a lot of victimhood based on what's happened by what the Supreme Court has said, or if you're feeling grand celebration because of what the Supreme Court has said, I would invite you to look to a higher power, to look to a greater court, to look to a place where greater truth is at work, where natural law is the function of the land, not other laws. Thank God when they line up and support each other. But look higher. Look at who you truly are as a spiritual being and the kind of personal and consciousness power that you have available to you. You know, and if you're called to get involved one way or another in politics, go for it. Or in policy making or whatever way. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but I'm saying we as this teaching in this organization is looking at a higher place, is living from a higher place, a place where the natural spiritual law is going to come about. And as we continue to focus on that, focus our truth, our belief, and our consciousness in the direction of greater good, it can't help but eventually manifest, even though it may take some side trips along the way. So I'd like to close today with inviting you to return with me to our Declaration of Principle. I know we play it every week, but we don't read it so much anymore, and we don't ask you to read it with us. So I would like to ask you and invite you to read it with me and to really think about these words and how they affect how you treat your body, yourself, and others. I believe in one God, one absolute power, and first cause to all things. That means it's the beginning place for everything. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I could do a talk about each one of these phrases. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life. All life, the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the givingness of God to all. And so it is. And I would like to share one more of our basic principles. That is an excerpt from it, but it's not the whole thing. And this is the one I think applies to where we are today. We believe the ultimate goal of life is the complete freedom from all discord of every kind, every nature. And this goal is sure to be attained by all. I invite you to meditate on that, to spend time thinking about that, and to bring it into much higher focus in your own consciousness, that freedom is the ultimate goal of life. And you deserve this, and so do I, because you're wonderful, and so am I, and so it is. Thank you. And now Vance will talk with us a little about prosperity and how to support this center.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. What an awesome talk today. And that was a lot of stuff going on in the world that he talked about. And it's good for us to think about and create in the creation of our own experience. And with that, we have the opportunity to support the center, to keep this message going daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. And so with that, we have the opportunity to donate. You can donate online at www.cslmidtown.org/donate. And I'd like to read our affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And you can click on the QR code, take you right to the site to donate, and you can set up a one-time donation or an ongoing regular donation, however that works for you. And now, on to announcements.
So I would just underline, I would invite you to join us on Tuesdays at noon. We do gather for those who choose, find the link on the website. It's the same one as this one, if you're on Zoom, where we talk about our own individual issues and desires and take them to prayer, take them to treatment, but also for world issues often. So if any of this is stirring you up and you feeling the need for more support, that's a great place to get it. So I invite you to join us on Tuesdays at noon. There'll be more coming up about the future. Next Sunday, we will be on internet only again. And then we will start our back to location the week after that on every Sunday basis. So next week here, and after that here and there, location and whatever. Thank you to April and Diane for hosting this, for allowing me to broadcast from their home here in St. Petersburg. I have a beautiful cat watching over me, and that's all wonderful. So join me, if you will, in our closing affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you soon.